Welcome everybody to the Listen Up Podcast. It's your boy Brandon at Future No Dad 24.
This your boy Sam at More Life One.
Let's get it.
Put it up.
The type of people made the club before. Many a day has passed.
Yo, man, and this is the Listen Up Podcast. Listen, if you have not, this is your first time, you know, checking us out, you're on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, hit the subscribe button, rate, enable your notifications so you see that every time, you know, we doing an episode, you ready? But hit that button now, man. I'm going to give y'all a couple seconds.
Yeah, man. What's going on, man? How was the weekend?
Man, this weekend was fun, man. This weekend was an all-around good weekend, man. I actually really, like, I expected to have the baby here by now, but, you know, That's not really how it all works. So it ain't taking place yet. Don't matter. Looks like it's pushed back a week, I guess, basically, until the baby decides he's ready to come out. But, I mean, Thanksgiving was wonderful, man. All my family came in town. You know, they really were all anticipating the baby, but all my family came in town, ate good food, You know, had seafood on Friday, barbecue yesterday, of course, Thanksgiving on Thursday. So we've been back to back in it. I'm a little tired and lost my voice. Florida State gets a win, Clemson loses, Miami is out here looking like garbage juice. Man, it's been a wonderful weekend, man.
College football is completely crazy right now. And I don't think it's overdue. I think we're finna see some upsets on championship weekend too.
I mean, why not, man? At this point, enough teams lose, we'll end up in the four with our three losses. Nah, but I guess my question is, before we even get started, is when does one decide that he's gonna, you know, rail against storming the field while on the field? I guess is really my first question. Like, when does one make that decision?
Well, this is some funny shit, right? Every day I'm completely surprised by how much people care about my Twitter account. Every day it never ceases to amaze me. It really does. It never ceases to amaze me how much people care about my Twitter account. But I was at the game actually, which I wasn't actually supposed to go to the game, but at the last second my girl's like, you know, I want you to go. You know, so we took her son to the game for his birthday. So we was at the game and, you know, it was a lot closer than what I initially expected it to be. Which we'll get into that a little later. And right. As the game was ending, you could see people pushing down towards the bottom. You know, everybody was coming out towards the bottom, so I was like.
Well, so it was clear we was gonna storm the field.
So it was very clear to me at like the 2 minute, like the 1 minute mark. Once Jordan came to come kneel, you could see people was kind of coming down. So I'm like, damn. I'm like, damn. So you know, her son was like, I think they're gonna. I said, I think we finna storm the field. And her son was like, oh, really? So I was like, yeah, that's what it looked like to me. You know, I'm in the Champions Club, so that's a good little ways. It's a good little ways down.
We were gonna get there. We was gonna break this down. But go ahead.
It was a good little ways down. So he was like, "Well, I want to go," you know. And then she was like, "Well, okay." I was like, "Well, damn, we can't let him go by himself." You know what I'm saying? So I put out a tweet: "Why are we storming the field?"
Why are we as you were jumping over the Champions Club,
I hadn't jumped
and
down
as you
yet.
Jumped over the rail.
I haven't jumped down yet. At that point,
At that point,
I'm looking at both of them like, why are we rushing the field? They're like, we got to go. I'm like, well, okay. If y'all want to go, I ain't going to let y'all go by yourself. Somebody got to grab y'all off the rails. You know what I'm saying?
Right. All right. So let's all keep it clear. Sam was there to keep order. He wasn't there to stay on the field with y'all, you lunatics. He was just there to keep order. And that's the bottom line.
Well, and then what happened was once I sent the tweet out, why are we rushing the field, you know, as in the two other people that I'm with, me included, that's three people. That to me makes a we.
It does. That does make weak.
Yeah. So I was like, why are we storming the field and rushing the field? Why are we rushing the field? So I'm like, okay, let's go down. I got you. So, you know, I get down there, jump off the thing, grab the kid, grab my girl. We're on the field. You know, at this point, you know, I have no more Wi-Fi, you know what I'm saying, because the stadium is, like, trash with Wi-Fi once you get down to the bottom. So we down there, you know, great moment, got in the end zone. You know, I took a picture with some cops. Thought that was amazing. I'll post those some other time. But, you know, we get out, and I get to the truck. You know, a lot of people saying go no. If you say go no, people just scream at you, throw you a beer. It's great. And get to the truck, and I get back in the truck, and as we get, you know, close to the hotel or whatever, I'm not even noticing my notification, like, going off. I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah.
So that's when you proceeded. You and Brian proceeded to antagonize the situation.
Yeah, we did that.
You know, and I was like, so I thought everybody was joking. Then I realized people really was actually upset that I put
that out. That was where it turned. That was where the joke turned.
Yeah, that's where the joke turned, and I was like, I was actually on the field. What are y'all talking about? So that's
no, like I was a part of this. I was just, you know,
I said we. I said why?
Like
we?
I was included in that we. Yeah. I'm included when I say we. Yeah.
I'm just ashamed of rushing the field as, you know, as everybody else should be. But you know, it was funny, man. It was just funny. It was like a funny night, bro. People were so upset about that tweet. It was hilarious, man. Like. We're going to have a segment on this show, Sam, explain your tweet.
Yeah, I think we should, every episode, we should start with a tweet that was somehow misinterpreted, and then we're going to take y'all through the backstory of what Sam was thinking and the absolute overreaction of what Sam has said that has caused everything.
Yeah.
Now, you can't have the true part is right. You know what I mean? That's really what it boiled down to.
What was
5 years of frustration. It was like, yo, I don't know if we're going to have many moments like this in the future, but this moment right here.
So apparently I talked to James Coleman after the game. We was talking about it. He said apparently the last game of the season, they doing this thing now where the last game of the season, the fans can come onto the field. The last game of every home season now. I don't know if that just started or that's like a new thing, but he's saying at the end of every season, the last home game, FSU Athletics going to allow the fans to come onto the field.
I actually don't think that's a very bad idea at all.
I actually like that idea.
Yeah,
so
yeah. It wasn't a
we stormed the field. It was already kind of put out to the student section to come onto the field.
Yeah, because I was going to say, it seemed like, you know what I mean, if we had won, they were coming on the field regardless of it had been by, you know, 45 or the way it happened. I think we was coming out on the field regardless.
Right.
Listen, man, I guess we can transition to the game, man, but I don't think either one of us expected the game to go in the way it did.
So you want to start with your good? You want to start with your bad?
I'm going to start with the good because, again, I want to focus very little on the bad because I think for me personally, beating the Gators is probably the best win. I know, you know, a lot of people, it was a debate on the timeline whether Miami or Florida as the biggest rival. Me living in Jacksonville, Sam living in Jacksonville, these Gator fans are. They outnumber us, you know what I mean? So it's anytime we get the opportunity to beat the Gators, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna wear all the Florida State stuff. I've been wearing the last 3 days. It's just go nose. Every time you out in public, you know what I mean? This is everybody. So to have that opportunity, I always want to beat the Gators. But my good, George Travis, man.
Dude, he was exceptional. He was so good.
We've asked Jordan time and time again, Jordan, win us a game. We've seen the greats. We've seen the people who have made their name here at Florida State have a game where the quarterback put it on his back and said, I'm going to get this done. Don't worry, fellas. I got y'all. If we got to score 50, I'll get us for 50. If we got to score 45, I'm going to get us for 45. It don't matter what the score was. If we need, I'll get us a touchdown better. And it looked like that from the very beginning. Like, the receivers were dropping passes, but it wasn't on Jordan.
Right.
And Jordan just kept going, all right, fine, y'all won't catch it, I'll get to run it. Like, it was, Jordan was willing to do any and everything it took in order for Florida State to win that game. He did it in the most crucial situations. He had Heisman moments. my good is Jordan Travis, man. Like, he was absolutely exceptional. And we've asked this of Jordan a couple times this season. And he hadn't really done it. He may not have been the reason why we lost, but he didn't elevate his game to the place where he was the reason why we won it. And you can't say that about Friday. Friday, Jordan Travis was absolutely the reason why we won that game.
He was he made so many timely runs and timely plays, man. I got to be honest with you, like, watching the game, and I think I tweeted it out. I was like, dude, we getting destroyed at the line of scrimmage. Like, I didn't feel good about the line of scrimmage as the game was playing out, man. But every time they, like, it was a couple times where I felt like had he took that 20-yard, 15-yard sack, I think that it would have basically ended the game, because we wasn't stopping them on defense, man. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, first half was bad.
Yeah. And Jordan just kind of like, dude, he did a couple plays where it's like, it could have been a 15-yard sack. It's a 20-yard touchdown run, you know? And he did that twice, you know what I'm saying? So he was exceptional, man. That was probably, I don't want to say, it's close to being his best game. Probably was his best game, man.
It was his best game. I think if you adjust for opponent,
yeah,
the moment and everything, it was his best game.
Well, I still kind of count LSU really high for me, but because he was so good against LSU.
He was great against LSU as well. Yeah.
Yeah. But I thought that was probably, that's up there, top two, top three game he's played at Florida State. And, man, and what a way to reward Mike Norvell for sticking with Jordan Travis. You know, we said, hey, man, you should bring another quarterback in here to compete, you know, worst case scenario. But, you know, Mike had a lot of belief in Jordan Travis in that quarterback room. And, man, Saturday night, man, Jordan rewarded him in a big way, man, because that was a huge win, because I really felt like that game was going a different kind of way. You know what I'm saying? Because if you take some of those sacks and you're down 21-7, game's probably over. You know what I'm saying? With the way they was running the football, game's probably over. But Jordan just kept pounding, dude. He just kept pounding. He kept making plays. Man, he was exceptional, man. And those, you know, and I mean, what more can you ask for? Your leader, you know, a guy that came in here was banged up, beat up from Louisville, got here, got healthy, you know, struggling throwing the football. He was playing every quarterback on the roster in front of him. And for him to fight his way back, man, and I mean, he goes out as an FSU legend if he never plays another down here, you know?
Right. You know, it's funny because Mike basically went all in on Jordan Travis, right?
Yeah.
And we talked about it on early, like, is that a good decision? Jordan Travis has never been healthy. He's never finished the season. And outside of a half, at this point, he finished the season healthy. So shout out to Mike. Shout out to Jordan Travis for understanding his body, of getting a little bit bigger. You know what I mean? Getting a little bit stronger. Understanding when to slide. He never did that last year. Understanding when he needs to, you know, make plays. Hey, I got to make this throw. Yeah. It was so much good, I think, that happened between just Jordan Travis and his coaching staff, that they continue to essentially put their trust in Jordan. And Jordan basically said, I got y'all. I'll show you what I can do in the biggest moment against our biggest rival.
Let's give another shot to a guy on the football team that I thought played probably his best game at Florida State. Jerrion Jones.
100%.
Bro, we've all hated on Jerrion Jones, and with reason. We've had several reasons to not like Jerrion Jones on the field. But Jerrion Jones he really played good the back half of the season. I mean, he's been playing a lot, and he was really good. He was really good Saturday. Friday. He was really good Friday night.
Let me tell you. Jerrion Jones, there was a Thanksgiving video that came out, and Jerrion Jones said, he not even coming to your Thanksgiving if you don't have chitlins. And I believe I responded with, well, at this point, I'll never say anything bad about that brother.
Right.
Because I'm one of them people as well. I don't show up. You know what I mean? I don't know what's going to happen when my aunt Naomi passes, because she's the only person's chitlins I eat. And, you know, if she feels herself more, I may have to just tell her to cook a bunch before she go. And I'm just storing up for as long as possible. But Jerrion Jones, man, like, in all seriousness, when you talk about back half of the season, you're right. We haven't called his name negatively since.
It's been a minute.
Like, NC State. You know what I mean? Like, it's been a good little minute where every time he's been on the field, I'm like, all right, he making plays. He wasn't the reason why we gave up touchdowns. He wasn't getting dumb penalties. it was almost as if like he matured up and or he grew up a little bit and said, all right, I'm doing a lot of bonehead stuff. The fans is killing me. And then he clearly read it because he keep commenting on it. You know what I mean? The fans are killing me. I got to play better. And instead of kind of, I guess, taking the approach of, I don't care, you know, whatever. I'm a transfer. They don't need me, blah, 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 like some other players did. I think Jerry said, all right, let me get back to the basics. Let me figure out what I can do to help this team buckle down. And I got to give him a lot of credit, man. I don't know what to say, man, because it's not just Jerry Jones, right? Everybody had a great back half. Everybody elevated their level of play in this back half of the season.
Let's relax on everybody because
I'm gonna say everybody.
Pearsall went to work on Creed.
See, this is where I'm gonna give all the defensive backs a pass. And the reason why is because I could not figure out that was the moment where I looked at Adam Fuller and I kept trying to figure out what's the plan here.
I'll say, so you into the bad.
All right, do we want to get to the bad? Because we can talk about more good, but I'm gonna get to.
Well, you know what's fascinating about it, and I'm not saying this to be like negative or anything. You know, we thought the game would be a little closer than people would expect for it to be, and I also think that. I mean, you said this. We talked off the air about this. What was that? Friday? I think it was Saturday. Saturday we talked about it. And I was like, so after watching us play Florida, how you feel about those three games we lost? You're like, yeah, we probably would have lost those three games because just the matchups and everything. You know, I just think Florida State was kind of fortunate to play some banged up teams down the stretch, and they beat up on some bad football teams. And I think that you count those wins, but I also think that Florida presented a different problem for your defense, right? Like, it's not lost on me that the LSU game, LSU was able to run up the middle, and I kept saying, we got a problem in the A-gap against LSU, you know? And it wasn't lost on me that Florida came in and pretty much did somewhat of the same thing, right? So I think that's just a problem with the defense. You know, they didn't play a lot of teams that could do that.
That could expose them.
And then when you come back and look at the wide receiver units we played towards the back end of the team, back in the season, they wasn't very good. You know, when they finally played a good wide receiver with Pearsall, who I don't think is great at all. I think he's a decent
wide
receiver.
Not even a little bit.
Yeah. But, you know, you saw what that looked like, you know, and they didn't have a lot of good wide receivers because a lot of the guys was hurt and injured. So we were very fortunate to catch them without all those receivers. So, but at the end of the day, I do think that defensive line got dominated in that game, to be quite honest with you.
ALS one I need to come back. That includes
they got dominated. They got exposed a little bit in that game. But like I said, it wasn't a lot of team on the ACC schedule. I mean, after we played Wake Forest and Clemson and NC State, I said, dude, yeah, FSU got some problems, personnel and probably some scheme problems, but down the stretch, ain't a lot of teams that can do anything about it, you know?
The problem I had wasn't necessarily with the individual defensive players. I kept trying to figure out, like, again, I'm looking at this and I'm saying, they have one receiver who could possibly beat you and one tight end.
Yeah.
I'm going to blanket the wide receiver. Like, there's no reason I'm going to let Pearsall one-on-one with anybody when he's the only wide receiver they got on who could catch a pass. I think he's the only wide receiver who did catch a pass.
Right.
So there was not a single other receiver that they thought that they could throw the ball. And they still let that one receiver go off. Right. I'm not blaming that on the – like, DB is going to get beat. I'm blaming that on we had opportunity to double a receiver. Pearsall was the receiver that needed to be doubled. And for some reason, we just kind of let him run through the zone and catch passes. We let him one-on-one with no safety help.
Yeah.
It was clear that AR couldn't run no more. After he hurt his hip, AR wasn't running no more.
Yeah.
So at this point, the defense had to change. Now, where I will give them credit for, second half, they made an adjustment.
They did.
Pierce all didn't do shit. You know what I mean? And that's where I say this staff has improved a lot, because last year, even early in this season, they did not make good second half adjustments.
Yeah, that's true.
But now you're starting to see, okay, Pierce all won't be the second half. We not letting these guys run the ball all over us. Y'all may make some plays because y'all will, but it's not going to be the same. And refs helped a whole lot. The refs helped a whole lot. That was one of the poorest officiating games I had seen in my life. Like, I hate talking refs, but from the TV perspective, I mean, there was holes every play, if not every other play.
Yeah,
and they just didn't get called.
Watching the game, though, to be honest with you, bro, them referees weren't calling nothing. Like, they was – like, I think they threw a flag, like, 2 1/4. Like, they was barely throwing flags out there. Because it was a lot of plays I watched. You know, I think Florida State got away with a couple pass interferences. I think Florida got away with a couple pass interferences.
You call a crazy pass interference at the end after you've been letting it play all game.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about.
They was just – them referees was trying to get out of there, man. Because there was a couple times they picked up – one guy had his hand in his pocket for a flag, which I thought he was going to call holding. And he just literally put it back in his pocket, dude. They was just like, play on. They was in play on mode, man. So that's just what that was, man. I know people complain about the referee, and the Gators complain about it, and Noles complain about it. But to me, them referees they was just play on, bro. They was play on. They was.
No, they wasn't calling face mask. At some point, we just trying to get out of here.
Yeah, bro. They was not trying to be there, bro. Them quarters was going by, to me.
The game ended quick.
Yeah.
I noticed that too. I looked around like, hey man, like I might have a whole lot of night left. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like this game was over with. Yeah. For a 7:30 kick, but it was 10:30. The game was over. The refs was like, I got something to do today.
Bro, them refs was on play on mode. So I really wasn't too mad at the referees. I was just like, hey, that's just what it is today. That's what it is. Like, they ain't calling that, man. Because I thought it was a couple times, you know, Florida going to get flags on them. And I thought a couple times Florida State get some flags on them. And they just, them referees just, all right, spot the ball.
Yeah.
And they weren't even talking to the coaches. Like, the coaches.
No.
Like, the coaches, like, at one point, I know Billy down there had to go across the 50. To be like, yo, man, what the hell? Then I saw Mike do down there the same thing. And that was SEC ref, so yeah, I don't know. It was just weird. They were just – them referees didn't want to be there, man. They was done.
It was Friday night. They had just ate. They had Thanksgiving yesterday. They had zero desire to be there, man.
Yeah, they was
It was crazy.
So, man, let's go to the end of the season. What do you think?
Wait. Tilly says we got verse fucked up.
What you mean as far as what?
I think what he's saying is when we said all the D-line need to come back. And I think Tildall say Verse ain't ready for Sundays yet. Well, I'm gonna say this. I'm not gonna say he's not ready for Sundays. I'm gonna say he still got some areas in his game he should improve on.
Well,
and coming back another year, I think he would improve on those things. But I also understand him being the top 10 pick, he ain't going to.
But my point is this though with Verse. Versus a good football player. It's very possible that he played against another good football player.
He did. The one game though that he played against another NFL tackle or other NFL tackles, he was really non-existent. You know what I mean?
Are you gonna get better if you come back and play against chopped meat in the ACC again? Beat up on them again?
No.
Probably not.
No,
you'd probably go to the NFL.
Yeah, I 100% agree with that. I think he played against NFL tackles, and he got a chance to see, all right, I might have some things I can improve
also
on.
Think
Will he come back? Ain't no way. I wouldn't even let him come back if he's still projected to be a top 10
pick. I also think people, we kind of see him in the same thing that we look at Jermaine Johnson. But, and I said this, Jermaine Johnson was very special because he could turn speed into power and power into speed. Not a lot of defensive ends that can do that, man. You know what I'm saying? That's a very rare skill to have. Verse don't have that skill. He is speed or he's power. He can't do both. And it's not a lot of players that can do what Jermaine Johnson could do. It's a unique talent. You know what I'm saying? So
100%.
For Jermaine, he could play against a offensive tackle that's quick and turn him into power and bull rush him. Or he could run by the offensive tackle that's not as quick. So Jermaine had a different bag, man. You know what I'm saying? That don't mean Verse ain't ready. He could go to the NFL and be a third down specialist for his first year until he developed that skill. So everybody is I think sometimes you just have to look at it and say, hey, you know what? They got a guy over there too. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes they got a guy too. You know what I'm saying? And I just think Florida offensive line was a good offensive line. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think it was a very good test for him.
Yeah.
He also got double teamed all night. You know what I mean? They made a point to not, you know what I mean? They made it a point to not let Jerry Verse get off. You know what I mean? It was a great strategy. He was going against very double teamed against two good linemen.
Lovett is a good player. They blocked Lovett. I mean, they blocked Lovett. They were pushing them guys 2-3 yards off the line of scrimmage. I mean,
Fable. Yeah, I won't say the same thing about Fable. Fable probably need to. I don't know if Fable can come back, but Fable need to come back if he can.
Yeah, I mean, how much better can he get? He's been in college for 4 years. If you watched the Michigan Ohio State game yesterday, Ohio State had a dominant defensive line the whole season. Michigan, guess what? That don't mean those guys still ain't good. They just played against when NFL talent play against NFL talent, you ain't gonna win on third down every time you want to win on third down. Some people gonna have a little something to say about that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
very true.
You know, always your guys ain't good enough. It's sometimes they guys a little better. You know what I'm saying? Like, they got a little, you got to get them their credit and you got to move away from it. Like, okay.
Here's what I would, but the difference between Verse and Lovett, in my opinion, is I thought Lovett got manhandled. And that's why I say he might be able to get a little stronger. You know what I mean? He might be coming back. And then I just think him coming back for another season allows him the ability to get strong, play a full healthy season, and really be an absolute monster in the middle, right?
Right.
If he ends up as, you know what I mean? Because a monster in the middle changes him from being, what, day three?
Once you get past your third year, your fourth year in college, I just don't think that upside window ain't as high as everybody thinking. I think sometimes you form as a player you are. And if you're going to be a pro, you got to go to the pros to learn how to be a pro.
Learn it.
And get in a scheme and get in a system because.
Can't argue.
You know what I'm saying? I think. I want to say this too. And this is why I give Mike Norvell a very high remarks and high regard. You know, I think this team maximized its potential this season. I think they played to their potential this season. I think this was a 8-win team to a 9-win team. I think it was the third week of the season that the ACC is not very good this year. You know, you could probably be a top two, top one, top three team in this conference. And he got them to play up to their potential. I think the teams that beat them was better than them, right? Especially on those days. Especially on the days that they played, though, those teams was better than them. But yet and still, he did get his team to play and maximize his potential. That's important going forward, and I think you have to give him credit for that. And I think they've done a good job with this particular group of players. And I don't think it's a lot of – and I know people don't want to hear this. I think it's a lot of NFL talent on that team. I'm not saying it'd be a Debbie Downer. I think you got some guys that might drink a cup of coffee in the NFL. I don't think they're going to be shining on Sundays. You know what I'm saying? So you're not going to win every matchup when it's like that sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I think Florida got 3 or 4 guys on the offensive line, in my opinion. I think could be second round picks. Could be second round picks and play in the NFL for a little while on the offensive line. You know, we think AR might could potentially be, you know, he's a interesting case study, to be honest with you.
Let's talk about that for a second. I mean, I've been very clear on AR. I don't think he's a very good quarterback.
Right.
I think he's wildly inaccurate. I think he's inconsistent. And I think mentally, the game he's too emotional. You need your quarterback to kind of be emotionless. You know what I mean? He's too emotional for me. The same way I thought James Blackman was too emotional. He got too high with his highs. He got too low with his lows. And it started affecting his play. For me, this is the second week in a row I watched in crucial situations, fourth down, third down, where he's throwing the football away or so inaccurate that the pass looks like a throwaway on 3rd and 9 you know what I mean, with the game on the line. Fourth and goal.
He doesn't look comfortable playing quarterback.
That's what I'm saying. He does, like, I know what the NFL guys see, and I just don't see it. You know what I mean? And again, I thought he was the reason why they were in the game early. He played, you know what I mean? I thought he played well, but he also missed 13 straight passes.
Right. Yeah. I mean, when you look
from high in the first half to the lowest of lows in the second half when everything started going. You need your quarterback to kind of be able to right the ship, you know what I mean? To kind of find an easy completion, take off, make a play, something. And I don't see it. And he's going to get drafted by a team in the top, you know, three or whatever it is based on what they're doing. Mm-hmm. But
this dude completed 9 passes out of 27 attempts for 198 yards. I mean, that's
bad.
Yeah, I mean
that's Jordan Travis last year.
Yeah, man, that's really bad. So he's a different guy, and I don't know. Like, people keep saying he should go pro. That's fine, but in NFL you got 3 years. Mm-hmm. You got 3 years to figure it out. If you don't figure it out in 3 years, you're not in the NFL anymore. That's how that league works. That's how that works. So
yeah, they've given up.
He's an interesting case study, man. I don't know, but we'll see. We'll see about AR. That's a fascinating case study because it is rumors that Sam Hartman's gonna go to Florida. So that's a rumor. I've heard that from 3 people. How true that is, I have no clue. But I don't know. I don't know, man. So anyway, let's get on Mike Norvell. Let's get on what we think about.
Can Sam Hartman run that?
Billy schemes those guys open, man.
No, Billy does a great job.
I didn't think Billy was that good of an offensive guy, to be honest with you. Like, I really didn't. I going into the season, I was like,
his passing concepts were really fun to watch on Saturday. On Friday.
He put those guys in motion, man. He get those guys open, so I had to get him.
He does a lot of, like, what they call, like, you know, he messes with your eyes, man. He puts those linebackers and safeties in conflict, man. It's fun. It was fun to watch. I ain't gonna lie. Right. I mean, on the winning side of things, it really was. As an offensive guy myself, I like to see what Billy had done. I think he earned a little bit of respect from me from his play calling standpoint. I still am not sure how good of a overall coach he is. But because again, the just 2 teams winning that in at halftime. Florida had all the momentum and every opportunity to win that game and came out and got Florida State took them to the woodshed. Touchdown, 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 touchdown. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't, hey, we gonna come to this level. Can y'all meet us at this level? And Florida was never able to do it.
Right.
And that's why I say I don't know how good of an overall coach he is.
I think, you know, interestingly enough, I actually think Billy's going to be good at Florida.
You might be the only one.
Well, the only reason I say that is because I do think he's going to consistently recruit at a top 10 to 8 level at Florida. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to consistently do that. And I do think he has the temperament to kind of deal with everything surrounding Florida. The only problem he's going to have, and it's going to be the problem until Kirby decides to leave Georgia, Florida fans are not used to losing to Georgia. Like, they are not used to that, man. And these ass kickings that they are going to consistently take year in and year out. I mean, winning the Georgia game once every 3 to 4 years, that's going to be a hard adjustment for some of those Bull Gators because Spurrier Spurrier reshaped that rivalry in a way that they never lost their games. And
right, they beat their rivals.
Well, they beat Georgia. I mean, they split with Florida State. They would split split with Florida State every other year. You know what I'm saying? But he's got to find a way to beat Georgia. And that's gonna be because Georgia recruits at the top 3 level. So that's gonna be really hard for him to overcome and do. But other than that, I think he's gonna get them to 10 wins. I mean, consistently, to be honest with you. And I think I think the recruiting is reshaping in the country now because USC is finna take off. You know what I'm saying? That's gonna change a lot of this Cali quarterbacks in the SEC thing. So I think college football is about to get fun again because we're gonna see it more regionally, more regional good football teams. I think USC is finna be good again. I don't think Ohio State and Michigan is going anywhere. I do think Florida State's going to take an uptick up. I don't know how far up Florida State can go. I'm concerned about that as we look at recruiting.
Well, let's talk. I was gonna say, well, let's talk about that as we transition to the end of the season, right? And before we do that, man, hit the like button. If you haven't subscribed yet, man, hit the subscribe button. I don't know how many people we got in here, but we should have that many likes right now. So if you haven't already hit that like button, man, leave a gold nose in the comment, man. But yeah, as we get to the end of the season and we talk about, like, you're saying it's a possibility we can take an uptick, and I'm saying, I think we could take a huge jump next year. Yeah. And I'm going to say that on the if Jordan Travis comes back. I think next season can be New Year's Six, possibly in the conversation if Jordan Travis comes back. Because right. One thing I can guarantee, Jordan going to work his ass off in this offseason. Because we've seen him improve every single season. You know what I mean? Like, this season, he took a huge step forward from last season.
Right.
So, I'm going to say season, he'll take another huge step forward.
Right.
I think you got a receiver core, a receiving group that mostly will be coming back. You got a running back room that is stacked. You got a defensive... The defense, I think, is still going to be, you know what I mean? I don't know. But I think offensively, you can have one of the most scary offenses in college football. You got one this year.
Yeah.
And I think next year, you can look around and say, offensively, you could have a scary offense. That offensive line will be not good, but probably be like on the above average, like the really, really good, you know, potentially. Has the ability to be like real, real good.
Yeah,
I'm not. I think Jordan Travis back, and you say Florida State is a easy top 7 to 8 team to start the season if they win the bowl game. And
this is going to depend.
Should
on
be
back,
in the mix.
Though. This depends and on
it,
who
it
comes
should
back.
Be in the mix. I think it, yeah, but this is all on Jordan Travis coming back. I do think you have a huge drop off in the event that you know.
I think this is when you get into this difficult conversation about Florida State football versus expectations, past, and realistically what can the football program be under Mike Norvell, right?
Right.
I think we have a good football coach. I believe that, right? I think Mike Norvell is a good football coach, right? And I actually never did not believe that, to be honest with you. I just thought that situationally, he was growing up on a job and doesn't recruit very well. I do think he's going to recruit better. I just don't ever see him recruiting. To win national championships, man, you really have to recruit pretty much at a top five level 2 out of 4 years. You have to basically hit a top five class 2 out of 4 years, right? The playoffs is coming, right? You're going to have it where it's going to be an 8-team or a 12-team playoffs, right? So under that scope, you should make the playoffs every year, right? Under that preview, like, you should be like, Florida State should be a top 8 football team every year. They should make the playoffs. If it's a 12-team playoff, you got no reason not to make 12-team playoffs every year, right?
Period.
So making the playoffs ain't going to be this great accomplishment that everybody keeps saying, like, oh, we can make the playoff. Well, yeah, man, next year, the year after, going to be 12 teams. You're damn well better be making the fucking playoffs. Like,
yeah.
So,
make the playoffs.
The money is starting to separate in the ACC. You can see that the quality of play and the quality of coaching in the ACC is starting to go down because all these good coaches are going to the Big Ten, they're going to the SEC, they're going to the, you know, so. You're not coaching against creme de la creme anymore, right? The players also are being developed at a much higher rate and a high level at these other conferences because they have more resources, right? Facilities, strength and condition, all the other things, right? So winning the ACC is not going to be a big deal anymore, right? That's going to be like one of those things that you should do on your way to achieving bigger goals, right? So that's put you back in that range where we was in the 2000s and the 90s, right? Where, you know, a bad season was like 10-2. Remember, we would get upset. We're like, God damn, we lost to North Carolina. What the hell is going on around here? You know, we 10-2. Bobby, this shit's coming off the rails.
Yeah, you got to fix it.
Right.
What changes need to be made? Yeah.
So, can he recruit? Can Florida State get to a place where they're going to bring in a top five class 2 out of 4 years? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? That's tough to say, right? Can you get to a place where you're going to win the ACC every year? I think you can get to that place because I think it's there for the taking, right?
Absolutely.
Clemson is coming back to you. They're coming way back to you, right? Yeah, they're coming way back to you. So you're going to be fine. But then you turn around.
You're currently number two in a season where you were picked to be like number five or six.
Right. Yeah. But then when you look around at the country, and I'm not saying this to be a negative Nancy. I mean, look at South Carolina. Man's in year two over there. Beamer's in year two. That man has beat 2 top 10 teams. South Carolina's should never be on par with Florida State. Florida State should be much better football team than South Carolina. I don't know if you line up with South Carolina. I don't know how that game go.
I think we play them in the Gator Bowl, if I'm not mistaken.
And they're out recruiting you right now, right? You can't have that, right? You got to start out recruiting these middle of the road SEC teams. You can't let Tennessee, South Carolina, these people out recruit you, right? So it's a fascinating thing when you think about it, but FSU now is on solid footing. And we said before the season that this was an important season because FSU needed to plant their flag that it wasn't going anywhere, right? We wasn't gonna turn into Miami. We wasn't gonna turn into some of these.
And I said, and we Nebraska. Didn't think it was possible.
We didn't think that was possible, but we needed to have a season that told everybody. Yeah, but we needed to have a season to tell everybody, hey, we're not gonna turn into those teams, okay?
Right. Right.
Mike Norvell has done that. That's important, right?
Very important.
That's important to recruit good coaches to Florida State. That's important to get boosted donations up at Florida State. That's important for fandom, right? Florida State can compete on a national level. But now he has to prove that. That's a different level of coaching. That's a different level of recruiting. That's a different level of development. We talk about winning national championships. When the ACC is fine, I think they can win the ACC. I think Mike Norvell can win the ACC in 2 years, right? Can you get to that level where we're saying, okay, we expect to come into a season and go 11-1, 12-0? I don't think I got to see that from FSU, the infrastructure, and I got to see it from Mike Norvell and his staff. That's tough to gauge. It's really tough to gauge.
But I don't think they were that far from doing that this season. So that's why.
Brandon, we get into that conversation, then I start naming these teams on you. Be like, you know.
I'm just again. I'm not saying they should. I'm saying they weren't far off from it. I'm not saying they should from winning the ACC, being 11-1. They really are one bad loss in the NC State, in my opinion, from having 10 wins in the season with a possible 11. You know what I mean? So I don't think they're that far off from getting to the place that you're thinking they're headed to or where they can be. I do think as a team, Florida State, as a school and a program, Florida State should never be outside of the top 20. I think that should be an automatic every time they come into a season. We finishing in the top 20, that's just a given. Right. It's just a matter of where. I agree with you. If there's 12 teams making the playoffs, there's no reason why FSU shouldn't be one of those 12 teams.
Right.
12 teams is a lot of teams.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so then I look at it and I look at your recruiting point and I say, the transfer portal is a real tool. And I think Mike, as opposed to a lot of people, have chose to embrace that tool as opposed to looking at it and saying,
let me say this,
all right, I'm great. Like, I think we looked at it as, all right, here's this land of misfit toys. Mm-hmm. And we're going to pull from this bargain bin of players.
Right.
And I think Mike has said, some of these are misfit toys. Mm-hmm. But some of these, if I do my research, I can find a Trey Benson.
Right.
Yeah. But nobody else may have wanted Trey Benson because Trey Benson had injury problems. I don't know if he's going to be able to make it back. Mike was able to, I don't know if Mike called the doctors, if he called his mama. I don't know how he figured it out. But he realized when Trey Benson get healthy, Trey Benson going to be the truth.
Right.
And that's what Mike realized. And when nobody else was willing to take that flyer, he did. And now Trey Benson is your best running back on your team. I think you look at, Johnny Wilson, same thing. He got a case of the drops, but he can be an asset to us. So let's go out here and develop diverse at a smaller school. Mm-hmm. We need somebody to replace that productivity of Jermaine Johnson.
Right.
Jared Verse ended up coming in, and you didn't have that big of a drop-off. I believe Mike has figured out a way, or has a group of people on staff or whoever's doing it, whoever's in charge of looking at the portal and saying, these are the real, these are the fake. I believe somebody in there is looking at that and saying, all right, we're not going to recruit at that top five level. Mm. But if I can get a top 12 recruiting class and fill it in with three guys who are going to make an impact, or four impact guys, I'm kind of recruiting at a top five level.
I think, but the problem is this here, man. Alabama's grabbing players out of Porter 2 and recruiting at a top two level, top three level. Georgia's doing it. Okay, all these other teams are still recruiting at the top level and still going into the portal supplementing their roster, right? Mm-hmm. So you're doing it too, but they're doing it with a higher level high school recruiting. Now, if you're saying winning the ACC, you can do this. You can do this, and I think you can win the ACC doing it. I wholeheartedly believe that.
I'm not. Listen, but if I agree with what you're saying. I'm not arguing that Georgia's doing it better because they can grab a quarterback here from a transfer. You know what I mean? Again, Florida grabs Sam Hartman with the class that they already put together. It does yield a different return. I'm saying if you are part of the 12, right? If you're saying this will get us to the 12, I can look around and say, on any given year, if Georgia's not Georgia in the way they've been doing, they just kind of skating by for whatever reason. If Alabama is not Alabama, but they, you know, again, they're like this team. They're like the team that's this season. Right. Loaded with talent, but, you know, may not have been able to put it all together. I'm not going to look at Florida and say we can't beat those teams on it if we're in the top 12, recruiting at a decent level, get the quarterback. I think, in other words, Mike's going to have to figure out a new way of doing it because I don't think he's ever going to get to the place of being a top five. So we can't just say all is lost unless you're saying we got to just find another coach who can get us in the top five.
First of all, we got to start the conversation by finding a new coach. I think you got the coach.
I don't mean head coach. I mean like new coaches.
You got the coach that can consistently win 10 games. I think Mike Norvell can consistently win 10 games. So the idea of saying, is he the guy? Now we got to define our terms on being the guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we hate Jimbo Fisher. I get it. But I'm going to use him as an example because he's the closest example that we have. Right. You know, the class that Jimbo Fisher was bringing in had us thinking this year we can win a national championship. We wasn't thinking about winning the ACC. The ACC, that was just a part of what we was going to do on our way to win a national championship. That's the way we – that was our thought process, right? Can FSU infrastructure support Mike Norvell enough where he can do that? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't know the answer to that. You know what I'm saying? That's a wait and see thing that we gotta kind of see. We gotta gauge that, right? You can't just go get Ohio State didn't go get one 5-star wide receiver. They went and got four. You see what I'm saying? It's a big difference. You know,
very big difference.
You know what I'm saying? They don't get just one 5-star offensive lineman. They grab 2 to 3 a year. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm just saying that the level, the elevation of recruiting that you got to do to win national championships, that's different. Now, if we're saying, hey, man, we'll take our 10 games, we'll win the ACC, that's a good job, that's a great season, we'll move on, that's fine. We just got to define our terms on what we want and what our expectations are.
You know let me ask you, you already know this fan base. This fan base is not going to take this and say, hey, we're going to applaud, we're going to appreciate this season because we've had a lot of bad ones.
Right.
But next season, they're going to be looking for us to take that step. Mm-hmm. Do you believe Florida State takes that step?
Next year. Well, like I said, man, we got to wait till after the bowl game. We got to wait to see who leaves, who comes. We got to see who leaves. I got to see who leaves first, and that'll give me a better idea. I want to get the questions though, because I think we have 48, so we got 10 more minutes to get some of these questions. Because I found one of these statements interesting. Jimmy said Michigan is ranked number 20 in the 23 recruiting class in the playoffs for the second straight year. Michigan in 2020 was ranked number 10 in recruiting, 24 recruits. All right, Michigan in 21 was ranked Number 13 in the country in recruiting. Okay, so Michigan in 22, number 9 in recruiting. I'm telling y'all, it's no other way around this. You have to high school recruit. all these teams that are in the conversation, high school recruits at a different level. I'm just, they're not recruiting
you
the
need,
right team.
You need Baxter. They're not doing it. You need a Baxter, right? Like, those guys are difference makers on your portal. You're not going to find a Baxter in the portal. You know what I mean? Like, very rarely do you find one of those type of guys in the portal. And that's really what we're talking about, right?
Let me say this right here. Jahmyr Gibbs went to Georgia Tech. Jahmyr Gibbs was a good running back at Georgia Tech. Bama grabbed Jahmyr Gibbs out of Georgia Tech, kind of Bama. I'm not saying Jahmyr Gibbs is not good, but guess what? He's not the quality of running back that Bama is used to. He hasn't been great this year. He's been okay. He hasn't been great. He hasn't been what Bama has normally gotten out of their running backs. He hasn't been Brian Robinson good.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying Jahmyr Gibbs not good.
Right.
I'm not saying he's not an NFL player.
He supplemented the piece. Yeah,
he supplemented the piece. Yeah. But that piece wasn't developed and groomed by Bama. Not yet. He might need to come back next year and be that guy. But what I'm saying is you do have to high school recruit at least a top 10 level. At least a top 10 level, right? So that's all I'm saying. You can't have North Carolina out recruiting you. You can't have South Carolina out recruiting you. You can't have Kentucky out recruiting you. You can't have that. You gotta get to that top 10, top 11, top 12 level consistently. If you want to win national championships, I think Michigan, that
Michigan example by Tim is a very good example. Because when you look at the recruiting classes that you gave,
right,
all top recruits, they're better than where we are. But hello, they're not.
I mean, let me say it right. You said okay, Sam, but 23, they're not in the top 10. They're not in the top 10 yet. Recruiting isn't done. Michigan isn't done. Michigan just beat Ohio State. You don't think they're going to flip some players? You don't think they're going to be in the top 12 by the time it's all said and done? And that's if Harbaugh want to be there. He might decide to take this shit to the NFL next year. But I guarantee it is. They're going to recruit well at Michigan. They're going to put players in the draft. They just had a guy to go top 5 in the draft last year. Just saying. Listen, just saying.
Clemson never recruited at a high level either, even though they've had some really high classes. Right. Clemson doesn't consistently recruit at a high level.
I want to say this too, because if somebody says, is it top 10 or top 5? I said to win national championships. To win national championships, you got to be top 5. We saw Michigan get the doors blew off of them last year in the playoffs. We saw that.
Now that's where I 1,000% agree with you, right? Unless you're talking about, again, I think.
Is it about winning national championships? Is it about winning that? The Fed got to define the term. Is it about winning national championships? Is it about winning the ACC? What is it about for you? What do you think the potential of FSU football program can be? Now, I know what I think it is, but what are you okay with? If you're okay with them saying, let's go 9-3 every year. Let's go 10-2 every year. Let's win the ACC. Let's have a playoff berth. At some point, Florida State fans are going to want them to take that step. It's okay if that's what you want. If that's what you want, that's fine. You know what I'm saying? I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying, in general, when you start having these conversations about the type of job that Mike Norvell is doing, I think he's doing a good job. I can't say that enough. I don't know what else to tell people. I think he's doing a good job. But I'm saying, once you start talking about winning national championships, that what you do in a high school recruiting matters. It can't just be 10 to 12 guys out of Port area. You do have to get to a certain level where you plateau in a top 10, top 9 class in recruiting. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to get there. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know the answer to those questions.
You absolutely have to get there. That's not for debate. My only argument is, I think if you can put it together in the right way with the right quarterback in the right situation, I do think you can look around and find yourself in a championship and possibly even winning a championship,
right,
with him recruiting at the level he's at and filling in some pieces. I cannot look 100% next year and I say, if Jordan comes back next year, mm-hmm, you get some of those defensive players to return back. Fabian looks at it and says, I ain't had a year I wanted to have. I was hurt. He gets a poor draft grade, and now he decides he's coming back.
Right.
If who knows who else decides? Maybe they all get together and be like, yo, right, we not done here. You know, mm-hmm, what I mean? And you add, mm-hmm, in, you add in the Hakeem Williams. You add in, and you saw Baxter from Texas. And now you got Jordan Travis. You've added Baxter from Texas, who is now added to a stable of already dope running backs. You now have a receiving group that's great and an offensive line that's veteran. I cannot look and say 100% that Florida State will not be able to win the championship next year, because it's a very good possibility that Florida State is going to be able to roll up 45 to 50 points a game every game next year, regardless of the opponent. You know what I mean? Well, because we have improved to that
believe,
level.
I kind of don't believe that, actually.
That's a little hyperbole. No. I'm not saying they will. There's a lot of hyperbole. It's a whole lot of ifs. I'm saying I'm not going to look around and say they have no chance.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm going to look around and say I don't think I'm going to look and say they have no chance. Right. But I'm also going to look and say, all right, we start a new quarterback this season. We got, you know what I mean? So now we got to decide whether Tate playing, new dude coming, or AJ Duffy. I'm going to say next season is going to probably be a little rough.
And that's
what I mean.
If Jordan doesn't come back.
Jordan doesn't come back. And that's what I'm saying. I think a lot of things I'm saying if you can do that next year, why can't I believe in 3-4 years? Maybe AJ Duffy is improved to something. Maybe Brock Glenn is improved to something. You know what I mean? It's really him. So now I believe at that point, you can have a top 10, top 15 recruiting class.
Right.
Supplement some of these pieces and just have put together the right team to possibly win a championship.
I want to get something Kobe Noh put out there. I'm putting it out. But I think, you know, Timmy, I think that's more the point. I think Mike has passed the litmus test of saying, can he build us a consistent winner? I don't think we ever fall back down below 7 wins again with Mike Norvell here, right? So I think he will consistently have us a winner here. So I think we're past that stage, right? We're past the fire Mike Norvell, get us somebody here that can win stage. We got a good football coach. We got a good football coach.
I'm looking at the stuff in the comments, and that's kind of what I'm saying, right? With if Jordan Travis comes back next year, it's a very strong possibility for us they can win the championship while recruiting in the way they have. Mike is able to a championship next year. Again, I'm
ACC not, championship.
Let me be very clear, because I know how this is going to spin later. I am not saying Florida State will win a championship. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying Florida State will win a championship. I'm not saying it's likely that Florida State will win a championship. I am saying it is not out of the realm of possibility that if Jordan Travis comes back with all that he may or potentially have around him, with Mike figuring out some of these pieces and a couple big-time recruits, it is a possibility that they can be in the playoffs, and that leaves you with the possibility of being able to win the championship.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Not saying it's likely. Not saying they will. Not saying they don't have holes or problems. I'm saying if Jordan Travis comes back, I do think the future could possibly be very bright for Florida State next season. That is not me saying that Florida State will. Let me be very clear.
Interesting. That's a word. You good with those word sandwiches. You put them together. I got some lettuce, got a little cheese on the back end. I got a little bacon out there too. Pastrami.
I want to be very clear on where I stand. Cause see, it'll end up on the timeline. Brandon predicted him to win the national championship next year. What you say? You know what I mean?
That's how I'm gonna have the title for the clip.
Yeah, right. See? And then I'm gonna end up having to defend myself. And I'm gonna end up having to defend myself about me saying we could beat Bama. But I said it's not out of the realm of possibility that we can beat Bama.
Okay. Well, man, you know, this is crazy. We hit 130 people in this live. That's insane. Wish we could have got more podcasts out to y'all this year, because life been life, and I actually went to a few more games this year than I normally go to. Brandon got a little one on the way. I'm storming the field with my girl, and life has been great. Shouts out to Norvell. Good football season.
Hey, let me, and a part of storming the field etiquette, because I know if we're going to make this a thing every year, hey, man, do not pass your girl to some other dude to catch her.
Oh, dude, that was the weirdest part. Like, this dude was like, yo, catch Sam, my girl. I'm like,
when Sam told me that I was going to catch his girl, I was like, see, we don't have enough practice at. So we got to learn. We got to have to come up with a set of guidelines and ground rules for what to do and what not to do when storming the field. And number one on that list, the very first rule, do not pass your chick for me to catch. I don't care how big or how small she is. Do not pass your chick for me to catch. I'm not catching your chick. And if I catch your chick, then she is no longer your chick. I'm just telling you, that's how it goes. Those are the rules. Yeah, some other dude catches your chick at the bottom, she's no longer your chick. That's just the rules. You gotta find a new chick.
Oh, that rule was so funny. I'm like, what is wrong
with
you,
Sam said
man?
He told me to catch his chick. I'm like, catch that. I wish I would tell some other dude to catch my chick.
Okay, last man. Question. I want to get this last question. Cameron hinting at least one or two coaching changes. Haven't suggested any firing, so maybe a couple dip out. Got to take advantage, place one or two recruiting dogs. I'm going to tell you something I did here. Well, we all know Woodson's probably going to be gone, all right? I don't think that's a big secret.
Appreciate your time here. Let me go.
Yeah, Woodson's probably be gone. That room was a mess. Hasn't got better. Not very good. Okay, Woodson's been terrible. All right. I've heard two coaches, but then I've heard three, and then I heard possible of four, with a lot of behind-the-scenes guys leaving too. So I've heard a potential of four coaches leaving and some behind-the-scenes guys leaving. I think
I'm gonna be honest. Outside of Mike and Atkins, I don't care if y'all switch up all of it.
Yeah, well, I think it's gonna be a very interesting offseason. I will say that. And I also think a couple, some people leaving actually wouldn't be the worst thing in the world, to be honest with you. So,
No, I do. I don't either. I think if you can keep some of the continuity so that we're not teaching a bunch of new concepts, you know what I mean? I'm assuming Adam Fuller is not going to, even though I know Cubby is still maybe rumored to FAU. If so, appreciate that, FAU. But I would think they should be tired of grabbing some Florida State coaches, but whatever. I would say keep the maybe, and I hate it. I would say keep Adam Fuller, keep Mike, of course, keep Alex Atkins, of course, and everybody else.
I did
maybe
hear,
reevaluate, so maybe I, kick some tires, so reevaluate, I'll see what you can upgrade at the position.
I'll put this out on the pod. I did hear that there is some pressure towards Mike to make changes on the staff. I did hear that Mike's kind of somewhat resistant to some of those names that they won't change on the staff. It's a little bit of a tug of war with that whole who's coming, who's leaving thing. Like I said, it's going to be a very interesting offseason, man. I don't want to get
Mike got all the Mike got all the leverage right now. It's hard to argue that somebody need to go coming off of your first 10 win, off your first 9-win, a 10-win season.
Right, but I agree with that. But I do think it's
good
tough,
teams
man.
Upgrade when they're good.
It's tough because I do think you have to have somebody that's looking at these trees outside of the forest and can say, hey, man, I think you need to. So how that goes, I have no clue. But I did hear it is some pressure on him to make some changes, and he's kind of resistant to that ideal of changing certain coaches. But that's neither here nor there. We'll see how they go in the offseason, man. Like I said, it's going to be fascinating. I can't wait to watch, see what happens.
Maybe the furniture decides he's going to go into the storage. You know what I mean?
All right, man. I ain't getting into that.
We're going to put up the furniture, man. Maybe that's where, one of the places we'll head.
We'll see. But shout out to FSU.
Oh, somebody asked for a bowl projection. I think I saw Florida State, South Carolina, Gator Bowl. I think that's
it'd be a pretty good game.
Yeah, I actually think that'll be a very good game. I want to see that. And I'm 99.9% sure I'd be there for that one.
That was
the one I saw. I saw some others. I think it's pretty much the Gator Bowl, though, because I think they picked second. And with Clemson losing yesterday, they go to the Orange. So that means, I believe, I think we would end up in the Gator Bowl. Not sure who the opponent would be.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's a great pod. Great season. Norvell killed it this year. The wide receiver was Dugas made up for a lot of bad seasons by him. Great, great, great overall season by the FSU. Some of those Miami suck it. Florida, you suck. State
good
champs.
Good luck where they are.
Yep.
State champs. Miami.
Listen up, podcast. Yep. Yep.